3 o'clock crawl. By the way, got my first shot on Saturday. So 28 days from now, I'll get a little sick, and then I will be 100% ready to go, going anywhere I want at any time, including leaving the country, which I'm planning on doing. So we talked about
this. Go to the Bahamas. Stop going to Costa Rica.
I would love to go to the Bahamas. Do you have a hookup? Do you have a hookup for me?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact.
Is it cheap?
Yeah, I could probably arrange something for you. Let me know if you're serious. I'll talk to you.
I'm dead cold serious.
Nate, there is a Michael Thompson Boulevard in the Bahamas. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'll stay at the five-star hotel on Michael Thompson Boulevard.
All right.
All right, so there was a piece on one of the pages that we read all the time, five funniest TV characters of all time. And I didn't like their list at all. So I decided, let's us go ahead and put together our own lists.
All right, hey, Mace, before you keep going, let me give one breaking news story.
Oh, do it, yeah.
Marc Gasol out tonight for health and safety protocols.
Oh, so interesting.
Could be out. You know, when Schroeder had to go out for health and safety protocols, he missed a week. So I would hope that Marc Gasol, you know, you obviously hope the best in these situations, that maybe this is a contact trace. Wouldn't be surprised if he's out tomorrow night as well, and then hopefully over the week-long break, the All-Star break, they can get him back.
One minute for Damian Jones. He looked good the other night.
Got hurt at the end of the game. Is he available tonight?
Oh, is that why they took him out?
Yeah, he got hurt. He hurt his back.
Oh, well, he's young. He'll bounce back.
But, you know, Phoenix was the team that cut,
that cut
Damian
him.
Jones.
That's right.
So he would have something to prove there. All right, Mace, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Five funniest TV characters of all time, 877-710-ESPN. John, what is your list?
All right, number five, and this is kind of cheating.
Okay.
Because she doesn't play just one character, but anything with Kate McKinnon in it on SNL.
Yeah, it's not. That's cheating. Can't do that.
So if I...
Because she plays a whole bunch of characters.
Yeah,
it's
but all of her characters make it up. All right, so number four, and this is my salute to Michael Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
Red Fox as Fred Sanford on Sanford and Son.
Yeah.
It's a great one.
Yeah. If you go back and watch this, Michael occasionally will send me clips, and it's stuff that could never air today.
No.
I mean, some of the stuff.
Unbelievable.
That's number four. Number three, Julia Louis-Dreyfus as Selena Meyer on Veep.
I will tell you right up front, she is on my list.
Yeah. I thought she was fantastic. Now, Mace, I don't think you'll have number two, my number two, but I think you'll agree that this is one of the great characters of all time.
Okay.
Alec Baldwin as Jack Donaghy on 30 Rock.
So damn funny. So damn funny.
Every time he would talk, I would laugh. I mean, just a great character. And my number one is very obvious. Jorge, hit it.
Okay, fine. I'm banned.
Good. They'll come back.
Don't worry, I won't.
Larry David from Curb Your Enthusiasm, hands down the funniest character ever on television. Mace, that's it. That's my
list. Okay. So I went a little bit different than you. Larry David is obviously there, but I went Leon from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay.
Leon, great
character.
Just kills me.
What is he, number one or number five?
I didn't put him in order. Number two, again, to 30 Rock, but I'm going with Tracy on 30 Rock, who is hilarious.
Excellent choice.
The character that the Tracy Morgan plays. I've got Selena from Veep. I've got George Costanza from Seinfeld. And then I'm going to go back and grab Ted Baxter from the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Oh, that's a good one.
He was good.
He was funny.
Who?
Mine's
page two.
My list is more iconic and historic and better than all you guys.
What do you got?
Number five.
Yep.
By the way, But number five, George Jefferson.
Oh, George Jefferson, so damn funny.
Number four, and Aunt Esther.
Aunt Esther.
You got to see some of her clips.
Hilarious.
Number three, Larry David.
Three.
Wow, Michael, I thought you'd have number one.
Number two is Fred Sanford.
Fred Sanford.
And number one has got to be Archie Bunker.
Archie Bunker is a great one.
Oh, man, he was hilarious. So stupid and such a bigot. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a tough list.
It's all subjective. Everybody's list is going to be different.
Yeah, of course.
Do you care to hear my list?
Yeah, Lindsay.
Let me just mention, 877-710-ESPN, you want to jump in on this. Lindsay, what is your list?
So my list is number 5, Larry David. Yep. Number 4, Kramer from Seinfeld. I love
Kramer's
Kramer.
Great.
Number 3 is Michael Scott from The Office because he's just so makes you feel so uncomfortable. It's he's great. I love him. Number 2 is Kenny Powers from Eastbound and Down. I don't know if you guys ever saw that series, but
I did. I love that show.
Hilarious. And then number 1 for me was also Leon Black. I had him on there too. So
yeah, Leon is awesome. Leon is awesome.
I think Ben is best.
There, Michael, you went old school.
Yeah, I mean the current.
But
Larry Davis,
you
funny.
Went to an old school.
I tell you one thing: we should be on. We forgot to put on there. Mace, Ireland was Susie from Curb.
Oh, Susie
Mason
Esmond
had
from
her
Curb.
On his podcast, right? Mace?
Yeah,
yeah, she was great.
She is funny, boy. I love when she goes after Larry.
She kills it.
Kind of reminds me of when Lindsay goes after you guys.
Well, on that subject, Mace, I can't remember if it was your podcast. I think it was on your podcast. She told a story about how when she auditioned, Larry said, "You're not being mean enough to Jeff. You're not being mean enough to your husband." And when she got permission to be, he goes, "Just for kicks, be as mean as you're capable of."
And Susie said, "By the way, I don't want to make fun of someone's weight.
Yeah,
I don't want to make fun of
that." And Larry goes, "We need you to." And she goes, and literally right after she goes, "Okay, Jeff, you fat F."
Yeah, that's not hilarious when she calls him that. You fat duck.
Yo, she will say anything. She will say anything. Yeah, she's a great freaking character.
Her best rant ever on Curb was when the guys lost the head of the doll, and she was yelling at him to go.
Oh,
get the
doll hair. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. That was so
that's
funny.
Priceless.
Because she had Larry and Jeff frozen in fear. She was cussed at him so bad.
Jorge, where are we going? Josh in Inglewood. Josh, you're on 710 ESPN. What's up, man?
Hey, you guys forgot Chris Pratt playing Andy Dwyer on Parks and Rec. One of the funniest performances overall.
I got to tell you, I have never seen Parks and Rec.
Me
is
either.
Is it totally
great? Oh, you gotta watch it. You got to watch it. It's really good. Also, if you're going to go with an Office character, it's got to be Creed Bratton. He's so underrated. You got to look at the little nuances that he has throughout the show.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the – give that guy a Mason and Ireland T-shirt.
Stanley was the funniest to me on The Office.
Stanley was funny. Okay, I'm going to be honest. I have never seen an episode of The Office.
If you go down The Office rabbit hole, like one day if you're not feeling well and you start watching episodes, you'll watch like 20 of them. That show is so addicting, it's ridiculous. And Dwight Schrute is one of the great sitcom characters of all time.
Apparently, by the way, there is some statistic somebody has, because The Office, I think, is streaming on Peacock, on the new NBC thing that you got to pay for.
Right.
Everybody's got something you got to pay for now. But the single most streamed show during the pandemic has been The Office. Everybody is either watching it or watching it again.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me because you can watch it over and over again. It's like Curb. You can watch Curb over and over again, and you'll laugh at stuff that you didn't notice the first time.
Let's go to Downey. Victor is on the line. Hey, Victor, what's up, man?
Hey, you guys forgot one of the most iconic female comedians of all time. I love Lucille Ball. Oh. I think your list was awesome, but if it wasn't for Lucille Ball, none of those leading ladies would be on there.
Yeah, that's a really good point. She was the first lady of comedy, the first great female comic on television. That's a great call.
You know,
yeah.
And if you want to go old school, I know Mace will tease me for this.
What are you going? Bonanza? Ponderosa?
No, comedy. I could watch these episodes today, even though they're 100 years old, The Honeymooners. Ralph and Ed.
Yeah, no, that's a great show. Jackie
now, that's Casey an example, Mace. You were talking earlier in the show about that Dr. Seuss story.
Yeah.
Very frequently, Ralph Kramden, played by Jackie Gleason, threatened to hit his wife Alice in the face.
Right.
To the moon.
All the time.
To the moon, Alice.
Right to the kisser.
You want to go to the moon?
and I'll punch you right in the face, Alice. Straight to the moon.
Yeah.
And you could never get away with that.
Now, does that show still air somewhere?
Yes, like on TV Land. Sometimes you can find it. Some
places. See, I think that show still does air.
Yeah.
Despite that.
I had no idea that's where it's from. When I was a little kid, if I'd do something bad, my dad would go, "You want to go to the moon?" And I never knew what he was talking about.
That's what he was talking about. To the moon,
and
Alice.
And Alice would just look at him, Lindsay, like, "Yeah, right."
Yeah.
Because she knew that he was never going to do that.
No, she was never. There's a statue. Actually, I saw Bill Maher talk about this. There's a Ralph Cramden statue at the Transit Center in Times
That's
Square.
That's right, yeah.
And Bill Maher asked, because of To the Moon and all that stuff, if there would come a time when they would cancel Ralph Cramden. Oh. So far, hasn't happened.
No.
Yeah, but I mean, people talk about this all the time. Remember there was a statue of Kate Smith, the old singer, outside the hockey arena in Philadelphia? Because she would sing God Bless America in before Flyers games, and they had an unbelievable record. It was like, Michael, when Jeffrey Osborne sang the national anthem at Laker games during your Showtime era, you guys would always win.
She was their good luck charm.
Right. Well, then later somebody found that in the 20s or 30s, she had sang some offensive lyrics in a song, and they pulled the statue down.
Yeah, because it was the song of the time, way back when. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, see, I think you've got to frame history in its proper context.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
You've got to say, at the moment Kate Smith was doing that, everybody was doing that. She is a product of her time. That's why this conversation about Washington and Lincoln, they were products of their time. If you hold them to that standard, it's impossible to hold anybody historically to that standard because everybody is a character in their time, a person of their time. Mm-hmm. And if you don't view it in that context, you're making a huge mistake.
You could cancel everything.
Yeah, everything would be viewed as inappropriate. There are all kinds of movies that you would have to say, can't air that one again, can't air that one again. That's where I think it gets completely out of control.
Should they ever show Django Unchained again with the language in that movie?
Yeah, they're going to. You're absolutely right.
If they want to cancel everything, then they should just burn that film, right?
Yeah. See, I think Django Unchained, the N-word appears many
thousands
times
of times.
Many times.
That can't be aired anymore then, if that's the case.
Yeah, I think, again, you know, all this idea you got to take Lincoln's name off the high school or Washington's name off the high school, all that Jefferson's
change the state.
Name off
you want to change
school.
The state name? Seattle, George, Seattle, whatever?
Why would you change Seattle's name?
Because if you're taking Washington's name off of things, you got to change. Talking about the state.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And change the nation's capital. You got to take that off, too.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
All right. I tell you what, coming up next, I've got a really this is a great question for you, Michael. Great question for you, John. It's an NBA question. Today is the 59th anniversary of something amazing in the NBA. We'll talk about that coming up next for you.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for being out there. Michael Thompson's hanging out with us today.
Yeah.
Today marks the 59th anniversary. Do you guys know what of?
59th anniversary in the NBA today. 59 years. Let me think. Give me the year.
I do the math.
You're going to Google it anyway.
2000. Yeah, you're going to Google it. It's a 59th anniversary.
I know what it is.
Do you?
Give me the year. I'll get it.
It's Wilt Chamberlain scoring 100 points.
Oh, okay, yes. Yeah, I would.
So here's the question. Which NBA player today is most capable of scoring 100, and is this an unbreakable record?
It's not an unbreakable record. I was there the night Kobe had 81. And I've been at games where Kobe had 60 in three quarters. The guy who Michael, tell me if you agree. I think the guy who's playing in the league today that could do it is Durant, because he can score inside and outside.
Yeah, he'll make his free throws. You got to shoot at least 30 free throws, I would imagine, or close to it, to get fouled a lot. You got to get hot from three, because obviously Wilt didn't have the 3-point shot, so. You'd have to have a really hot first half. You got to score like 27 points in the first quarter.
The game's got to be competitive.
Yeah, to stay in, because I would have liked to have seen.
Because that game wasn't. Michael, I don't remember that game at all. Obviously,
it
happened
one?
Way before me. The Wilt Chamberlain 100-point game.
Yeah.
But was it competitive to the end, or was it just I'm going to get the 100?
Yeah,
100 no matter what.
New York wasn't getting blown out. They were in the game 15 and 16 points.
Which is what that was the story with Kobe's game
right.
too.
Clay had 60 and 29 minutes. If you would have played the fourth, he might have pushed 80. But you got to have at least close to 50 at halftime.
Yeah.
To get a shot at. And then you got to come out in the third and get – just think about it. Let's say you have 48 at half, guys. Then in the third, you got to come out and have another 27. That puts you up to around 70-something. And then you got to have another 28 or 27 in the fourth.
I think it's probably an unbreakable record.
I kind of think so, too.
I don't think we're ever going to see anybody score 100 points.
And someone who gets to 80, let's say with – 10 minutes left in the game.
Scored 80, you're leading.
Yeah.
And probably comfortably.
Right.
And you can't stay in a game. I don't think you can just stay in a game and continue scoring in a non-competitive game.
Well, Devin Booker did when he got 70.
Devin Booker's the one. Now, was that game still competitive?
No,
Devin Booker
went for
a bunch.
I think the Celtics were up by 30 or something like that, and they just kept giving the ball to Devin, and Celtics was like kind of giggling and wasn't even guarding him.
Interesting.
Didn't Lisa Leslie and Cheryl Miller both have 100 points?
Lisa Leslie scored 100 points and a half. I still don't understand how you could do that. There's not enough time. 16-minute games.
100 points and a half.
And they didn't play the second half. I don't understand how she had time to score 100 in 16 minutes. That's all it is in a high school game.
She won that game 102-24.
How is that possible?
102-24?
Yeah. I don't think they played the second half or something like that. It was just forfeited or whatever. But... Ireland, you can't score that quick a pace, can you, in 16 minutes?
When Cheryl Miller had 100, her team won 179-15.
Yeah. Other players have had 100 points. I think a guy in a small college had 100 points in a college game, in a Division III game, something like that. You could Google it, and I forget his name.
DeJuan Wagner had 100 in a high school
game. Yeah, right, exactly. He had one, too. And that's 32 minutes of play.
Yeah, I don't think we'll see it. I don't think we'll see it again.
No.
Because if the game's not competitive, it's just a bad look to be in the game and still trying to reach 100 points.
Although fans say they like it. If a guy is on a record pace, a historic pace, they want to see him stay in the game and chase it. Even though it might be an insult to the opponents, but if you're the opponent, stop the guy. Don't let him score.
Stop him. Exactly. All right, Cleveland Indians. Everybody knows the story of Mickey Callaway, the pitching coach who was – run out of New York because he would not let female reporters alone. He would text them. He was very persistent.
He's a horn dog.
He wasn't run out of New York for that, though.
Well, then what was he?
He was fired because he was a bad manager. The stuff about him and the women didn't come out until a couple weeks ago. And
came out later? Gone.
Yeah, way, way later. Like, that just came out like a month, 2 months ago, maybe? About a month ago.
He was Andrew Cuomo-ing the women?
So, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But I mean, Michael, in an incredibly, far beyond anything.
He was touching him?
No, he was sending D-picks.
Oh, yeah.
And, that doesn't fly in any way. Now, he was with the Indians, and the Indians said originally they were unaware of any inappropriate behavior while Callaway was there. That's what Chris Antonetti said. He's the Indians president of baseball operations. Now it turns out, based on an insider, that both Antonetti and Terry Francona knew this was going on and did nothing about it. This means that almost certainly... you guys may disagree, but almost certainly you blow up the entire front office and Terry Francona is fired too.
Well, it depends who the owner is. Lindsay, who's the owner there?
Paul Dolan, the worst owner in sports.
Is he related to James Dolan?
Yes, it's his uncle or brother. Yeah, they're related, yep.
James Dolan probably wouldn't fire. Remember, James Dolan kept Isaiah Thomas on after he lost an $11 million sexual harassment suit. It really depends on what the owner's standard of conduct is.
Okay, but if this guy, and it seems to be sourced by The Athletic,
there's 22
people unsolicited pornographic material to female reporters and women in the organization, and the Indians knew about it and covered it up, you almost have to get rid of those guys. How do you cover something like that up?
There's 22 people who came forward after the original article about Nikki Callaway came out. 22 people
Well,
came
and what complicates
and said,
it... Go ahead, Lindsay, sorry.
I said there's 22 people that came forward and said not only did the Indians know about it, but we have proof that we've communicated with them about it.
Well, that's where I was going to go. The linchpin in this, Mace, is that when the first Athletic article came out, the Indians responded to it by saying, we had no knowledge of this.
Yep.
There were no complaints filed in our human resources department. And when Mickey Callaway was here, we didn't know that anything like this was going on. And after they said that, after they lied about that, 22 people came out and said, oh, they're just, this quote is completely false. Yeah,
yeah.
Like, we've all complained about him. He's that's the worst kept secret there. So it's, you know, it's the old Watergate line. It's not the crime, it's the cover up.
Sure.
But I think those guys are out.
They've got to fire them.
I think they're out. But wait, you're not suggesting they get fired before the start of this season, are you?
I think they get fired in
like
the
next 72 hours?
Yeah, I agree.
In the next 2 weeks.
In the next 2 weeks, for sure. I agree.
Disagree.
I don't think they survive the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I disagree. I think that they will. They will be given a chance.
If they knew one of their own was sending unsolicited pornographic material to female reporters and they covered it up, they've got to go.
Okay. So if the Mets knew and they covered it up, do those guys have to go?
Well, the Mets have a whole new regime.
Yeah, none of those guys are there anyway.
None of those guys were there then.
Well, hold on. Sandy Alderson was there.
I guess if Sandy Alderson knew, if it's proven that Sandy Alderson knew, yes. I mean, there's documentation.
Right, what about
that
shows what about
the
Angels who hired him?
Well, they hired him and he's gone.
Well, he's suspended.
Well, he's still suspended. They haven't announced anything.
He will be gone.
Right.
Yeah.
So the Angels did the right thing.
Yeah.
No,
companies would do what you're suggesting. Most companies would say if you knew about it and you covered it up, you're out. But sports are different. Sports are a world where if you can throw 100 miles an hour, ask Roberto Osuna. The teams will look the other way.
Yeah, but they're a badly coached, badly put together team that is going nowhere anytime soon. They're in a seller mode. It's not as though we're firing these guys who are bringing us to the promised land. The Indians are a last place team going absolutely nowhere. There's no reason not to.
They're not a last place team that are going absolutely nowhere. That's a little harsh.
They're going nowhere.
Yeah, but they didn't finish last year, did they?
There's a lot of people that are picking them to win the division still.
All they do is sell. Every time they get a player, they're a seller.
So does most small market teams. That's what they do because they say that they can't compete. But I think an important question here is, what does this do with Terry Francona? Like, what does this say about him? Like,
right.
He's a god in Cleveland.
And he's on his way to the Hall of Fame.
Right, and he's never won anything, but he's still, for whatever reason, he's a god in Cleveland.
Well,
but the
he won three World Series or two World Series in Boston. Right?
He hasn't won anything here, though, so I don't think that.
Wait a minute. Lindsay, wasn't he the manager the year they lost to the Cubs in seven games?
Yeah, the year that they lost.
But that was, I mean,
them.
That came down to the last inning of the last game.
They lost the last eight playoff series. They haven't won anything with him as their manager, period.
Well, they almost won the World
Series.
Let me make a correction. You're right, Lindsay. The Pecota projections have the Indians with 86 wins. Behind the Twins are favored to win the division. The Indians with 86 wins, third behind the White Sox.
Okay, but they're not a last place team.
Correct. I didn't have that right.
Don't be attacking Cleveland.
Why?
Well, it's Lindsay's hometown.
Right.
She's broadcasting from Cleveland. She's
the Lindsay's
pride of Cleveland.
But arguing that these two guys should be fired.
I think they should absolutely be fired.
Because they aided and abetted, right?
Yeah, they covered it up. Uh-huh. They knew what was going on and they did nothing.
You know,
they're going to be fired. I'll go one step further. They're going to be fired.
Well, they probably should be.
I agree.
But Lindsay, you can tell me whether you disagree. This story isn't a surprise to any female reporter I know. Stuff like this has been going on in most clubhouses for years.
Sure, but the fact that the Indians went out of their way to deny it, I mean, they held a press conference after that story came out just to address this. And Antonetti went up there and stood up there and said, we never had a complaint to HR. We never had a complaint. which the Indians' lawyers spoke with one of these women's husbands because he was so adamant about making sure something got done about this. And he filed a complaint with Major League Baseball, and nobody did anything about it. So for them to go up there and say nothing happened, and that there's, you know, emails or phone calls saying Mickey just wants this to go away, like, you know, of a team lawyer saying that, I think that's pretty egregious.
Yeah, I don't think that. I don't think those guys survive. I think it'll be like Mickey Callaway with the Angels. They will be suspended. There will be 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a month or 6 weeks of investigation. Then they'll be gone. You can't keep people that cover that up still in the organization. I think they're all done.
Mates, I'll just say this. After Isaiah Thomas was found guilty
of sexual harassment
and lost an $11 million lawsuit. So he was still employed by the Knicks the entire time he was on trial. After he lost the trial, after James Dolan refused to fire him over that.
But that was before the Me Too movement. That was before women began to stand up and say, look, this is what's going on. This is the way the world is, and we will not stand for it. It was before that. If the Isaiah Thomas thing had been framed, if it would have happened 2 weeks ago, it would have been a much different outcome. Maybe. I strongly believe that.
Mace, you know your stance on the World Series and whether or not guys should get in with the moral clause. Do you think that Terry Francona, if it, you know, obviously if this seems to be the case, that he helped cover this up, do you think that affects his Hall of Fame status?
Okay, I will talk about that coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, let me tell you about Power Pro Plumbing. Times are tough, but getting your service, whether it's plumbing, heating, or air, doesn't have to be. Power Pro has a series of $59 specials. Think about that. Last time you had to hire a plumber. $59, you won't see that anywhere. That's how Power Pro rolls. They also want to keep you safe, safety inspections included, with all services. These guys are my plumber, and they want to be yours too. Powerful, professional, affordable. It's in their name. Great people, great service with a great attitude. No extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays, and they're usually en route to you within 45 minutes for emergencies. Here's the number. Put this down. Keep it in your phone. 800-584-4116. 800-584-4116 or visit their website at powerproplumbing.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, we got Game of Games coming up for you in a couple of minutes. You know, even after that four-game losing streak, which included that blowout loss to the Utah Jazz, the Lakers still have the best defensive rating in the league. It will be tested tonight against Phoenix Suns, who've got Chris Paul, who's playing really well right now. Obviously, Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton. That is a really good roster, and Monty Williams has been really, I mean, probably a coach of the year candidate, if not the coach of the year, right?
Oh, yeah. And they were the hottest team in the NBA in February, along with Utah. They were 12-3 in February. Devin Booker today was named the NBA Player of the Month, Western Conference Player of the Month. Mace, do you know what the spread is in this game tonight?
I don't. Do you?
I do.
Okay.
Lakers, you want to guess?
Well, I know it's going to be Lakers minus 3.5.
One. That's how good this game figures to be.
One.
Yeah.
Give me $2,000 on the Lakers minus the one. That is no help from Dora, who has gone silent.
Oh, gee, shocking.
Has gone silent.
Yeah, it's because you were busy this weekend. The interesting, like, Michael and I can't even bet as a joke.
No,
on NBA games.
Yeah.
But I would never, a game that close, a spread that close, I would never do what you just did. That means, like, one guy could throw up a three-pointer at the end and just break your, you know, wreck your whole game.
John, it's called mythical money. It's not real money.
Exactly. But
I'm done betting my real money, by the way. I lost $300 and I closed the account in Curacao.
Okay, what'd you lose on?
I lost on the Lakers twice and I lost on the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. And that was enough. That's good discipline.
A total of $300.
It's good discipline to close the account.
Yeah, I'm like, no more. No mas. No mas.
All right, so, hey, it's your game today, right?
It is my game.
Okay,
it's a good one.
Yeah, but this is going to be the last time. Well, no, I'll be here tomorrow, too. But, this is your opportunity. You've never won a month of Game of Games. It's either been me or Lindsay every month.
Correct. You've won January and February. You won 6 months in a row, John.
I think there was one month in there that Lindsay broke it up.
Oh, no. Lindsay has won twice, but you won 6 months in a row. Lindsay won early. You won a total of 8 months. Lindsay has won two.
It's my game tomorrow.
Yeah,
Michael Thompson's game
I'll have three
tomorrow.
Choices, and Lindsay will make the choice.
Michael, I want you to close your computer for this game coming up.
See, you're accusing
no
me again.
No computer. Shut it down. Turn it off.
I didn't cheat. Lindsay found me innocent.
Yeah, but we all know
she found you not guilty.
And Lindsay's not here. How can she? I caught you, man.
Lindsay, listen to the facts.
Yeah.
I did. I mean, you were acquitted.
Will you allow Bronstein or Jorge to turn off your computer for Game of Games?
I'm offended. You guys don't trust me, right? You're trying to say I'm untrustworthy?
Again, will you allow them to turn off
because I refuse to be offended that way.
Okay,
were so charged with cheating.
Yeah, but I wasn't found guilty.
You were acquitted.
Right, but you're like the Astros. We all know you did it.
No, I didn't.
We all know you did it.
I will not admit to something I did not do.
All right, good.
All right. Coming up next for you is Game of Games. It's my game today. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Game of Games time, and it is sponsored today by Power Pro Plumbing and Heating. We thank them. Powerful, professional, affordable. It's who they are. It's in their name. They are our plumber, and they want to be yours too. Call 1-800-584-4116, and it is my game today. So far in the month of March, Ireland has won twice. Lindsay has won once. We started the month early because Ireland basically put us away in the month of February. So the game today is called the birthday game. I will give you a fact about someone celebrating their birthday this month. You tell me if it's real or if it is made up BS. All right, so Ireland...
Shot.
Yeah, exactly. You can get a 50-50 shot. Ireland, you can play, obviously, MT, Lindsay, and Jorge.
Are you looking for – the answer you're looking for is a name of a person?
No. I'm going to give you the person and tell you a fact about them. You tell me if it's real or if it's made up.
Got it. Okay.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg turned 79 this month. He's worth $54 billion, which is amazing, considering that he was born in Staten Island to a father that worked as a machinist and a mother that worked in a sewing factory. Is that fact or is that fiction, Ireland?
That's fact.
Fact. Michael Thompson.
Fact.
Fact. Lindsay.
I'm going to say fact.
Fact. Jorge.
Fact, because Michael Googled it.
You guys are completely wrong. I absolutely made up that entire
really?
Story.
That's why I heard that during the campaign.
Not born in Staten Island at all. All right, so nobody's on the board. 22-year-old TikTok star Teddy the Shot is best known for his noon challenge, where he does a shot of a different alcohol every day, encourages his followers to do the same thing. Is that real, or did I make that up? Michael.
Fiction.
Fiction. Lindsay.
Fact.
Fact. Jorge.
Fiction.
Fiction. Ireland.
Fact.
Fact. It is totally made up BS. There is no such TikTok star as Teddy the Shot, at least to the best of my knowledge. So it's Michael 2, yes. Jorge 2, nobody else. Ireland and Lindsay
one, right?
yet to scratch.
I got one.
No.
I got one.
Everybody missed the first
one. We got
one. So he can't have two.
I got one.
Michael's got two. One. Jorge's got one.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Simpsons creator Matt Groening turned 67 this month. When creating his legendary animated TV family, he chose the real names of his parents and his actual sisters. Is that real or is that made up? Lindsay?
I feel like that's real.
Real. Jorge?
Fact.
Real. Ireland?
I think it's real.
Real.
Fact.
Michael?
Is this for The Simpsons?
Yes.
I think, I was thinking of, what's that one? South Park. Oh, I'm going to go real. Fact.
Fact. It is fact. Yeah, his dad's name is Homer, and his mom's name is Marge. The sisters are his actual sisters' names, so everybody was onto that one. All right, just did the Super Bowl halftime show. Turns 31 this month. The Weeknd's parents Makanen and Samra immigrated to Canada from Ethiopia. Is that real or is that made up, Jorge?
I'll say fact.
Fact, Ireland.
I think that's true. Fact.
Fact. Michael.
Yeah, I know they immigrated from an African country, so yeah, I'm going to go fact.
Fact. And Lindsay?
Yeah, I think his real name is Ibrahim, and it was...
Lindsay, you are correct. His name is Abel Makonnen Tesfaye. And his parents did immigrate from Ethiopia. All right, so everybody got that one. It's Michael 3, Jorge 3, Ireland 2, Lindsay 2. Rap legend and Law & Order star Ice-T turned 63 this month. In the 1995 box office bomb called Tank Girl, he played a kangaroo. Ireland, is that real or is that made up?
Made up. Fake.
Made up. Michael.
Fiction.
Fiction. Lindsay.
Real.
Real. Jorge.
Fiction.
It is 100% real. He did play a kangaroo in Tank Girl back in 1995, as weird as that may sound. So it is Jorge 3, Lindsay 3, Michael Thompson 3, and Ireland 2.
Ooh, I'm coming from behind. Okay.
Green Day lead singer Billy Joe Armstrong turns 49 this week. He met co-band leader Mike Durant at the Apollo Theater where, at the Apollo Theater where Durant was working as a sound engineer for Babyface. Is that real or is that made up? Michael Thompson.
Fiction.
Fiction. Lindsay.
I think that's fiction.
Fiction. Jorge.
Real.
Real. Ireland.
I need a win, so I'll go real.
Nope, totally made up. Mike Durant and Billy Joe Armstrong met when they were in high school and formed a band all the way back then. Two left.
Plus, they ain't going to the Apollo.
Lindsay and Michael Thompson both have four.
Ireland doesn't know what the Apollo is.
Yeah, no, would not. All right, actually, this is the last one. There will be a tiebreaker, but here we go. Film director Michael Bay, director of movies like Pearl Harbor, Armageddon, and Transformers, turns 56 this month. He attended Wesleyan University in Connecticut, where famous alums include Lin-Manuel Miranda and Bill Belichick. Is that fact or is that fiction? Michael and Lindsay, you've got to go first since you're leading.
Ladies first.
I'm going to say that it's fact.
Fact. Michael Thompson?
Fiction.
Fiction. Ireland?
Well, that kicks me out of it because they did. I'm going to go fact, though.
Fact. And Jorge?
I'll go fact.
Fact. It is an absolute fact. Yeah. Michael Bay went to Wesleyan. Lin-Manuel Miranda went to Wesleyan. Bill Belichick went to Wesleyan. Some very famous alums. That means Lindsay wins the game today. She's now won twice in the month of March.
Yeah, I think Lindsay's going to win March.
Lindsay is rolling.
I'm sure you've heard that from a guy before.
Let's do the tiebreaker just for fun. Ready? Tiebreaker just for fun.
All right.
Okay. Galileo, known as the father of modern science. He's the guy who invented the telescope, among many other things. His birthday was February 15th. What year was he born? No Googling, Michael. What year was he born? Start with you, Ireland.
Got to come the closest to it, right?
Yeah, closest to it.
I will just guess 1600.
1600, says Ireland. Michael.
1564.
You are just a jerk.
I told you. What? I told you he Googles. I told you.
You are just.
Michael.
He got it on the nose. I just
Googled it. You are such a fake.
I know about
you
this
are
stuff.
A fraud.
I know about this stuff.
It didn't count. Mason didn't
but I know about Galileo and all the astronomers.
You knew he was born in 1564 right off the top of your head.
Yeah. Yes. Astronomy is one of my hobbies. I love that stuff.
How quickly did he Google that?
He pretty quick.
Yeah, pretty
Michael, didn't
quick.
You major? Didn't you major in astronomy?
I took a lot of classes
in college.
I took a lot of classes in astronomy.
That's what I
Listen, from
after
now on,
the scandal, Michael.
From now on, he has to go first.
Come
he
in here,
go first.
George. Come in here and look. You'll see. I haven't touched my computer.
No, you already deleted.
No,
it.
It's there. You come look. Deleted the history. Now you know the game.
I knew he was born in 1560.
So when did he die? When did he die?
You are real.
When did he die?
Hey, Michael. So within 3 seconds, answer this.
Okay.
When was Copernicus born? Copernicus, the other astronomer that's famous.
Off the top of your head.
1544.
1473. There you go.
When was Isaac Newton born?
Who's he?
There you go. Another one.
Two, three.
I couldn't get you.
When
couldn't
was get, Edwin Hubble born?
Hubble? Oh, Hubble was born in the 1800s. Yeah, 1892.
Close. 1889.
Yeah, I was close. Yeah. See, so I know this stuff, man.
You actually don't. You actually did just Google.
Well, speaking of astronomy, tonight the Lakers will turn the suns into a white into a white dwarf.
Hey, not Michael, don't you think this is
the stars will come out tonight? The suns. Stars will come out.
You know what a white dwarf is, Mace?
I do. It is a planet that.
No, not a planet.
It's a, like an asteroid or a.
Nope.
A subplanet.
It is a white. It's
a star.
It's a star or the sun.
Out.
But the sun was going to become a white dwarf and going to be exhausted nuclear fuel in 5 billion years. The sun will become a white dwarf, which will be the size of the Earth.
So it is a burnt out star.
Burnt
right?
out star. Yes, but expanded. It's
I googled that, by the way. I just googled what is a white dwarf, and that's what came up.
By the way, speaking about the NBA, you see what's going on at the All-Star game, Ireland, Mason and Lindsay and George.
What's going on?
Out of the dunk contest, Zion. Miles Bridges, Anthony Edwards, and Jalen Brown. In, okay, Mace, and Ireland, I'll test you on this too. See if you can get it. In the dunk contest, see if you can tell me which team these guys play for. Ireland, you go last in case you don't get it. Obi Toppin.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Obi Toppin.
Who he play for?
The Bulls?
Nope. Mace? He's in the dunk
the
contest.
The Magic?
Nope. George?
Indiana?
He's a Knick. Cassius Stanley, you ever heard of him?
Oh, yeah, Cassius Stanley.
Who's he play for?
He plays for Indiana.
Mace, very good. That's right. And Anfernee Simons, who he play for, Lindsay?
No clue.
Mace?
You should know this. He was just here.
He was just here. He plays for Utah.
The Jazz.
Nope. And George, who he play for? Anfernee Simons. Western Conference team.
Portland,
that's right. Those guys are in the dunk contest, but none of the big stars want to do it. You know what they need to do, guys? They need to listen to me. Up the prize money to $1 million to the winner.
It's not a bad idea.
Half goes to their charity, half goes to the guy.
Not a bad idea.
Telling you.
All right, that is the end of the show. Don't forget, coming up next for you is Sedano, LZ, and Cap, and then Lakers pregame. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.